Just speak out one ha'ara as it relates to, not today's daf, but as it relates to the name of the perek. So this is a little bit of a digression. It's something that we've talked about many times over the years, but ve'ein beis medrash beloy chiddush nifla. And that is, the name of the perek is perek beis shammai. So we'd like to speak out that there are many prokim in Shas that are called Perek Beis Shammai. 13th Perek in Masechtas Yevamos. There's a Perek Beis Shammai in Masechtas Zvachim. There's a Perek Beis Shammai in Masechtas Nazar. The first Mishnah in Masechtas Nida is Shammai Oimer. It's Perek Shammai. The first Mishnah in Masechtas Idias is also Shammai Oimer. You also find many prokim and Shas that are called Perek Rabbi Eliezer. Masechtas Shabbos itself has two Perek Rabbi Eliezers. Rabbi Eliezer de Milo is the most famous one. There's a Perek in Masechtas Nedarim called Perek Rabbi Eliezer. And we know Rabbi Eliezer was Mitalmid Beis Shammai. So you find this idea of there being a Perek Beis Shammai. There's no Perek Beis Hillel in Shas. There's no Perek that's called Hillel. And L'chur et Tzarech Bir. Why is it that you find so many Perek Beis Shammais? I mean, it's not really Tzarech Bir, but far read by Tzarech Bir. Why is it that there's Perek Beis Shammai and there's no Perek Beis Hillel? Oh, but the Teretz is Pashat, and it's really based on a Gemara in the Masechtas Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rab Abba, Amar Shmuel, Shaloi Shonim Nechelku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There were 3 years that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued. Halalu Oimer Malacha Kemaiseinu. Valalu Oimer Malacha Kemaiseinu. So we know Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued throughout Shas 5 times in our Mishnah. Today's Daf they argued. But everywhere in Shas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued. And the Gemara says that Benoisef to all the nuanced machloikas that they had, could you do miyun baya nesua? Could you not do miyun baya nesua? There was a more general machloikas. Halalu oimer malach kemaisenu, valalu oimer malach kemaisenu. Yotza Baskel v'omer. Baskel came out and said, elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. That really Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are both right. However, valach kem Beis Hillel. Valach is like Beis Hillel. Fate the Gemara of chemiachash elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. If it's elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, mipnei ma zochu Beis Hillel lekvoya halach kem Beis Hillel. So why was Beis Hillel zoicha that the halach is like them? Says the Gemara, mipnei shenoichin va'alu. Number one, they were noichen and aluven, meaning in the world of midos, they were nitzayin. V'shoinin divrayim v'divrei Beis Shammai. And when they would say over their halacha, they wouldn't just say over their halacha, they would say over Shitas Beis Shammai as well. V'lo yoid, and not just that, elo shemakdim in divrei Beis Shammai l'divreihem. Whenever they would mention something about them and something about Beis Shammai, they would always mention Beis Shammai before them. Ka'oisa sheshoninu. And the Gemara gives one example, a Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. Misha Yerosh Shavrubi B'Sukkah, V'shulchame B'teich HaBayis. Somebody was sitting Yerosh Shavrubi in a sukkah and his table was inside his house. Beis Shammai poislinu Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai says it's possible, Beis Hillel says it's kosher. Omer Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai, Loikach Hoya Maisa. Wasn't there a story? Shehochu Ziknei Beis Shammai V'Ziknei Beis Hillel. Where the skenim of Beis Shammai and the skenim of Beis Hillel went levakir as Rabbi Yochanan Hachuranis umatzu yoishev roishev rubay besukah v'shulchane b'teich habayis and no one said anything. Amar Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said, Misham raya, bringing me a raya from there. You're telling me that nobody was meicha? They really were meicha. What's the Gemara want from here? Beis Hillel's talking to Beis Shammai. Amru Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. Loi kachoya meisa. Wasn't there a story shehochu zikne Beis Shammai v'zikne Beis Hillel? Shouldn't they have said Ziknei Beis Hillel and then Ziknei Beis Shammai? So the Gemara of Layoy, you see from here, that not only were they shoinim divrehem, but makdim in divrei Beis Shammai l'divrehem. Because first they mentioned Ziknei Beis Shammai went to visit the tzaddik, and only afterwards did they mention that the Ziknei Beis Hillel also went to visit this tzaddik. The Ritva, Alatar, in the Masechtas Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says, after he's mefarish this Gemara, last line, Val derech zeh holach Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh followed the lead of this Gemara, Shehoyim Mizera Hillel, he was also a descendant of Hillel, Shehiktim b'chol mokom divrei Beis Shammai l'divrei Beis Hillel, that throughout Shas, whenever there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, he was always makdim divrei Beis Shammai to divrei Beis Hillel. So we have a Ritva based on a classic Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel Amud Beis that says that it was the policy and procedure of Rabbeinu HaKadosh when he was Masada the Mishnah that he was always makdim divrei Beis Shammai to divrei Beis Hillel. Why? Because he was Mizera Hillel. And Hillel, they were nitztayin in the Indian of Midos, that they were shoinim divreim v'divrei Beis Shammai v'lo yoyed, elo shemakdim in divrei Beis Shammai l'divreihem. That's why you find Perek Beis Shammai's and Perek Shammai's and maybe Perek Rabbi Eliezer's, and you don't find Perek Beis Hillel's and Perek Hillel's and Perek Rabbi Yeshua's, because Beis Shammai was always mentioned first by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Based on this Ritva, his Hoysofa, his Knech to this Gemara in Erev and Yogim Alamed Beis, and that's why the name of our Perek is Perek Beis Shammai, even though we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, and it's not Perek Beis Hillel, even though the Baskel said the Aloch is like Beis Hillel.